Welcome back to Best Week Ever podcast, where we discuss who's having the worst and best week ever in pop culture. I'm super excited. I have one of my faves, Hoes with Feelings co-host podcast, Melissa Rich. How are you today, Melissa?
I'm doing so great. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, I love talking pop culture. I love listening to you and Carolina on Hoes with Feelings. I feel like
Thank
I'm on the
you.
couch with you guys, kicking it up. And I just love you two so much, especially
Oh,
your whole
thank you.
Miami trip. That looks so much fun.
We had an absolute blast. It was really crazy. It was like, we were so scared that we were going to scare our friend Emily, who we brought, because anytime we're in Miami, we just completely lose the plot. We're out till, whatever. But we really behaved until we did the show, which was, I was really proud of us. We, stayed in. We were like, we were really on it. After the show, we were like, okay, now it's going off. And we did. It was really fun.
I love that for you guys. I hope to see you guys this summer. Do you guys know if you're having any stand-ups this summer in New York at all?
So in May, you can see us on the 17th and the 24th. Then in June, we have shows on the 14th and 21st will be June. So, and those are all at Arlo Hotel in Soho.
Yay, guys, you better show up
Yay.
there for me, please. I'll be
Thank
there in
you.
July, so
Oh,
hopefully
really?
you
Okay, we'll
guys.
have some July dates.
Yeah.
Yeah, let us know.
But we are gonna go ahead and follow through with our categories. Worst week, honorable mentions. I'll go first. I have to give it to Drake still, especially now that we find out that he apparently had some sort of shootout at his home, and
Yeah.
apparently his bodyguard, who was in the front of the house, ended up being shot. What do you think about this whole Drake and what's going on with him, with Kendrick Lamar
Kendrick
and his
Lamar,
image right
yeah.
now?
He always seems to be going through it, though, doesn't he?
Yes.
I think there's never a time where Drake's not going through it. I think that, obviously I'm so glad his security guard is okay and that it wasn't a fatal shooting, but it seems like Drake just kind of can't get a break. And it's one of those, you have girlfriends where it's just like drama follows her. You can't have a catch up where something insane didn't happen and she like winds up at like a McDonald's without shoes on at like 2 p.m. or so. You know what I mean? That's Drake to me, where he's never not going to have drama.
Oh yeah, he's like the nice guy. He always wants to come off as like the savior who like saves, like Mr. Captain Save-A-Ho, you know?
Totally. But then like also not. Then he's also like, you hurt my feelings, bye, or
Yeah.
whatever. Like he's just, I don't know. Drake said, I feel like if I was dating Drake, I'd be like, you need to go in the other room for the entire day. And I can't deal with you.
Oh, I would totally get the ick from
Yeah,
just
probably.
from the grams alone. That drop gave me
Oh
like
my God.
was the major ick for Drake, I
Yeah.
think.
I know. He's still so hot though, unfortunately.
Yeah, but witnesses told Canadian media he has sustained several gunshot wounds, including one on the chest. I guess it was more than just one shot. But the fact that, guys, I'm gonna put this on the show notes too, but if you see Drake's estate, because it's not a home,
Yeah.
it's like, how the hell did that guy even get through security? Gotten like there's a big
It's a
ass
$100 million estate. I'm sure there are gates. It's Canada.
road.
So maybe, the guards were being really nice or something. And they're like, oh, yeah, just take a drive through, whatever. But like, it seems impossible to just do a standard drive-by shooting to Drake's front door. I don't know.
It's all a little suspicious to me, especially since Drake thinks that he's so hard. I don't think he's ever held a gun in his life. So maybe he was
Right.
practicing and accidentally the security guard was there. I
You think it was
don't
Drake? I love that. You think
know.
Drake accidentally shot his own security guard? That's
I
so
don't
funny.
think he actually done it, but I feel like he's very much like, oh my God, I want to like hype up this more. And I feel like this is definitely something from Drake's camp.
Oh, wow. You think this was internal?
Yeah.
Wow. That's next level. I respect that view. That's cool.
Who's your worst week ever honorable mention this week?
Worst week ever, honorable mention. I feel like anyone who didn't dress well at the Met Gala, people have been dragging, any of the girls, I'll say any of the girls who went boho chic for the Met Gala, Nobody really has been loving those looks. And I won't include Kim Kardashian in that necessarily, because at first I was like, you know, with the sweater situation, you know, I would say Kim Kardashian's sweater is having the worst week ever. I'll say that.
I actually like the sweater. I looked up the designer of this dress, and I know I'm going to get the name wrong, but he actually, in that line, has sweaters over those gowns. So
is it Margiela?
Yeah.
Is it, it's like she's part of doing the runway. She's doing the runway. I'm so cold. It's in London and I'm cold. I know. I do get that. And I appreciate it. But I feel like it's been just absolutely ripped apart. So I do feel bad for the sweater.
I feel bad for the sweater as well. And also Lizzo. I don't think Lizzo really.
Lizzo's came. Been having a bad week.
Yeah.
Oh my God. And then she, you know, dressed up as some sort of garden gnome and nobody liked that. I don't know. I almost feel bad about the Lizzo situation, because it was like, it's not fair, the tides of culture that she went through. Because at first it was body positivity. We're obsessed with you. We love you. You're a strong Black woman. White girls are saying you're my spirit animal. And she's just dealing with it, which is really hard to do. You know, she was really taking one for the team in that way. And then Ozempic comes out. Everyone's on Mounjaro. Guess what? That was a joke. Body positivity never happened. Don't know her. Never seen it. So I think that simply the tides turned for her. And then obviously, you know, she was a really irresponsible boss. So that maybe was her fault. But who among us, you know, could not girl boss too hard, have too much fun with our staff, whatever. I don't know. I feel a little bad for Lizzo.
Same. Right, I actually am in the middle, because like, I'm pretty sure in the industry that she's in, and this kind of sort of happened with other people before. And because it's Lizzo and she's a woman, and because she's already on the limelight so much, they're just pressuring her to look more bad. And I'm like, this is not Lizzo. So
yeah,
I'm very in the middle and torn in between when it comes to her.
Yeah, I don't know. I think that the media can be so powerful that it can portray someone however they choose. And as far as, you know, how she's looking, she was always looking good is the thing. She was always dressing really cute. Makeup was always great. I don't know. I feel bad for what's happened.
Worst week winner, runner up for me. I'm actually giving it to JWoww. I don't know if you saw this TikTok, but it's super adorable. It's basically Jennie's daughter Farley, who's 9 years old. Well, actually, Jennie's last name is Farley, and her daughter's name is, let me wrap this real quick, she's so cute. I'm looking at the video right now. She actually went on TikTok and she was rating her mom's outfits that she wore in the early 2000s, mid-2000s, when she was
Is this kid old enough to do that? How old is JWoww's kid?
Nine.
Okay. See, that's what's really scary to me, is that, you know, you could have a kid, think you're having like a normal kid who wants to watch cartoons, and then you get like That Girl or Northwest, and all of a sudden you have a critic living in your home, and you have to function within the parameters of not getting dragged by your child publicly on, you know, on TikTok or whatever. You know, you see North's face in some of these TikToks. It's difficult.
Oh, I feel like I am going to get that lick back to me in a couple, not couple years. I feel like my daughter's four.
You have a daughter? I didn't know that.
Yeah, she's 4 years old, and she's kind of like.
Does she have an eye?
She loves music, and she's super into Mariah Carey right now. So I was at the nail salon, and she was literally like saying, "It's like that, yeah. It's like that, yeah. It's like that." And I'm like, it's so embarrassed. But
that's really cute. No, you should take great pride in that. You've trained her to have good taste.
Yeah, and she's been singing "Obsessed with Me." So
trained. Look at me. I'm like, you trained your child. You raised your child. I'm like speaking in dog terms, of course. That's really cute.
But back to Melania, that's the name of JWoww's daughter, who's 9 years old, went on TikTok to look at her fashions. And I just loved how she was, every time she was like, it's giving bad.
It's giving bad.
She's
well,
like,
then I would come back and be like, let's expand the vocabulary, Miss Singh. You're 9 years old. Give me a little more than it's giving bad. Why is it bad? Because guess what? I was on the hottest reality TV show that MTV had ever had.
Still. How about that?
Yeah, still to this day.
Yeah, I feel like MTV, that's like their bread and butter Jersey Shore.
Oh my God. You know, I worked at a bar in college, and we brought, the management brought the cast of the Jersey Shore to the bar during the peak of it all. And we were so excited. We all like poofed our hair even higher. You know, we were already poofing our hair. And it was such a drama because one of the girls who was dating a bartender, like one of the server girls with me was dating a bartender. She cheated on that guy with Ronnie. He caught them in the walk-in cooler, my friend and Ronnie. Then, you know, I'm kind of like hanging with Snooki and whatever. Obviously, we were getting along as I assumed we would. And we watch our other friend walk across the street with the situation to his hotel. So that was something that she never lived down after that. She fully hooked up with the situation. It was crazy. It really tore the bar apart, especially with the Ronnie drama.
Yeah, wow. Jersey Shore, they literally left an imprint on that bar for you guys.
1,000%. I mean, this is how many years later I'm still talking about it. It's one of the juiciest workplace dramas I've ever had.
That is juicy. And Ronnie, of all people.
I know. I don't remember JWoww being there. I don't think she was there or Pauly D.
Well, I'm glad you got to like crazy. Hang out with Snooki. That's so much fun.
That was really huge for me. It was really huge. Yeah.
Yeah, I love that. Who is your worst week ever runner-up this week?
Runner-up. Okay, so I watched Real Housewives of New Jersey, and I would say that like all of them, like it was just not looking good for literally one of them, except for Jen Fessler, who got all of the work done, and she looks really, really amazing. She is not included in all of this, but I think everyone else, nobody looked good in this first episode. Teresa obviously is, you know, where she is in her life, and as we can see in the season previews, that's going to go on. But it was just like not one of them kind of came back and was like, look at all this good stuff happening to me. Yeah. Look at anything. It was just like really kind of a bummer. I guess what's her name, Fuda, was like, my husband's skinny now. I was like, not that skinny. It was just really, you know, I was like, this is a dark season opener to start a dark franchise.
It really is, especially with everything that's happening in Bravo. I really think that the Real Housewives of New Jersey really need to band together because this may be their last year. Honestly.
It really could be. I'm like, would they ever take it away? I could see them wiping the slate clean.
Yeah, kind of like Ronnie.
Yeah, and although I don't know how that went, so I don't know if they would actually do it. But it's like the Melissa and Teresa drama feels stale. It doesn't feel exciting at all anymore. I've been watching this from the beginning of the show. I would love them to focus on Danielle. I think she is like the shining star of it. I don't know. We'll see. But I'm like, that being said, I don't know that she actually has it to like carry.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm a little worried about those girls.
Yeah, especially Dolores. Even with her new man, I feel like we're still in the same snare. Oh, I actually am. I'm from Northern New Jersey, so like I know Dolores's cousins, Tia, and like,
do you?
And they've come. I worked at a restaurant in Northern New Jersey, bartended at this like Italian restaurant that all the ladies, I would see them all the time come in, and like I always say this to everybody, like the Real Housewives of New Jersey, like they are who they are on TV and out of the camera as well.
I don't
like
doubt
they are
that.
So real.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I would love a shakeup and like a new cast, or just, I don't know, we're never gonna get the,
I'm like, bring Gia. I'm like, fire Teresa, bring on Gia. She's still too young right now, but like I would like to see like a progression come along. Like I'm not entirely over the Giudice family by any means, but I think like bringing in Gia as a main cast member and keeping Teresa as like, you know, a featured friend, even though it's like such a demotion, she would freak out. I think that could be really interesting. I don't know.
Gia in like Summer House or Winter House, you know, like once
without a shadow of a doubt,
right?
She'd be fabulous. She's been trained for this her entire life.
Exactly.
It's funny where we are right now with Bravo, and you know, we haven't had a Housewives franchise to like latch onto in a moment since like Potomac ended. And everyone seems to be very deep in the Summer House, Vanderpump Rules, Valley world, that it's almost like because they are ruining their lives so hard, it makes Housewives seem a little bit more tame or like restrictive or produced, you know, it just like felt kind of shocking to jump back to New Jersey after I love the Valley in a way that I am scared for myself in that way. Like, I will rewatch a new episode. I really am on the edge of my seat constantly. And it's because we know that two divorces happen because of the show, or I mean, will be divorces. It's next level. And I think it really makes a challenge for any Housewives franchise who have maybe been running on the same hamster wheel for 10 seasons with the same fights, the same whatever. It's just, it kind of isn't cutting it.
It's not
right now.
Yeah.
Scandal changed everything. And yeah, I'd be a little worried if I were a housewife, just that, you know, can we cut it?
I know. I wish, like, we just need, I love Dolores. I love Marge, Marge Sr. Like, I honestly love Marge all Senior. Those women. And
yeah, of course.
It would be great if they did some, like, New Jersey legacy, just like they wanted to do for Roni, but Ramona is still, you know, being Ramona.
It gets dangerous. It gets dangerous with the legacy girls, yeah. You know, with their political opinions, and, you know, you're on the edge of cancellation always with these women. So that's tough. It's a big gamble, but if Kristen Doty can come back and steal the hearts, not that any of them are capable of what Kristen is, but it's really, I don't know. I don't envy the housewives department right now.
Yeah, but I am totally on board with you, because there was an Instagram post of Danielle and Teresa being friends again. And I was,
oh, really?
You know what? I do want Danielle back. Give me that.
Oh, that Danielle? Oh my God. Anytime we're bringing Danielle Staub, is that who you're talking about?
Yeah, sorry. Yeah. I thought you were talking about Danielle Staub.
Oh my God. I was talking about new blonde Danielle.
Yeah.
If Danielle Staub comes back to my screen, yeah, I'm going to quit my job and focus full time. Yeah. Oh, cop without a badge, Danielle. Yes, I will be there. That is the darkest character that has ever graced Bravo.
So
I'm
do
on the edge of my seat.
Say a lot of phrases, and one of them that I do say to my daughter is, pay attention, police.
Yeah.
My favorite thing to say.
I love that.
Just to get a little sassy on her sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
That's such a great worst week ever runner up. I actually had that on my worst week ever runner up, and I was like, I don't want to go too hard on my ladies just on
and I'm not
episode.
To be fair.
Yeah.
I'm not judging the full season, and who are we kidding? I've only not finished one season of any Bravo show, and it was, of course, you know, 2020 New York Housewives, the Abomination. I did not finish that, and I'm sure I will at some point. There just, you know, a lot was coming across my desk at that point, I guess, you know, whatever. But I'm gonna be seated and ready for anything that the New Jersey girls do, trust me.
I love that. I know, now that we hear that Taylor Swift and Teresa, ever since that photo, she had a sit down this past interview, I saw it this morning, and she was like, I'm now a Swiftie fan. And I'm like, Teresa, you can't make me hate you.
That's so funny. Wow, what a get for Taylor.
I know. So for my worst week ever winner this week, guys, I have to give it to Vanderpump Rules. Have you seen last night's episode finale?
I have not yet. Of course, I'm a Peacock girly, and I get it a day later. It's so embarrassing. And if anybody has a hack for that, like, as far as I know, it's just like people are paying for like Sling, which is like, I'm like, don't give me another thing to pay for, because I already want Peacock, whatever. I haven't watched it yet, but I've seen a lot of the discourse already. It looks crazy.
So
fill me in.
I don't know if you heard the rumors throughout this whole entire season. We were told, like, wait till the last episode. Even Andy said that Lala is the voice of reason. Like, everyone was thinking that there was going to be some sort of plot twist in the end.
Yeah.
But there wasn't sort of a plot twist. It was just Ariana standing her grounds in her boundaries of not wanting to talk to Sandoval. And it just makes sense of, like, if Sandoval really wanted to apologize to her, he can easily have wrote a letter, left it in the counter. He could have easily, you know, no cameras behind. They could have, like, a really intimate talk about, like, what happened if he really wants to apologize and move forward. And yeah, the fact that it ended with Lala and Sheena showing their true colors of jealousy. More Lala
against Ariana.
Yeah, more Lala than Sheena. I really do feel bad for Shishu. I really do think that she's torn in the middle And that is
I'm just
Sheena.
Like, why? I know, but it's Sheena at the end of the day, like, is doing whatever is going to benefit her. If she gets more filming time because she's, you know, empathetic towards Sandoval, she's doing that. If she's, you know, making money and getting better numbers on a really bad song because it mentions him, she's doing that. I don't take anything she does with anything other than a grain of salt, because I don't think that she even has that in her. Like, she has her own narrative that she pulls from, which is, he was a good friend to me. He brought me on the show. That's it. And she's shown those colors in every situation. The Schwartz breakup, where she's like, we're going to find you a girl. Like, what are you doing? Like, it's just very wishy-washy, whatever benefits her. I think that's standard. Lala has very little storyline to cling to as well. I think that makes sense for her to do that. But I'm also confused. So they didn't, is that the end, that they're not showing the cast until the reunion? Or is there more that we won't see in this episode that we're going to see in the reunion?
No, it was literally.
It was that, what you watched last night.
And we were, I feel like everyone in the audience was just like, that?
Excuse me? That? Yeah. Interesting. So we're going to get them watching the girls back the same way that they did all season. Okay, cool.
That, and apparently the reunion is a three-parter, which
right
is kind of crazy, because I feel like this season we didn't really
it's
get
like, what
that
happened?
Much. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't, like, looking back at it, I'm like, so they went to Tahoe, and that was, like, the first episode.
Yeah, you know, there seems to be something about lag time that is unsolvable in reality television, because the Kardashians can't even figure it out. But here's the thing, our culture moves so quickly. If we were watching this at the time that they were filming this, or even a month or two later, cool. I think we'd still be invested. Maybe some of this stuff would mean anything to us, but we're well over a year out of Scandoval. No one cares anymore. Truly, no one cares. There's no reason that the intensity that they were building would affect people the way it did at this time. So that's not fair for them, because obviously it takes time to make a production happen and to edit and to film and everything. But I think it's just kind of way too late for Vanderpump to do anything, especially when you have the Valley.
Yeah.
And the crossover with Jax was so fun, obviously. Jax attack, that's, you know, a season highlight for me. I think just bringing, like, they're still all this season so rocked by it and rocked by newfound attention and fame, which I think would have been really fun to focus in on, but I don't think they ever found it because nobody's being, like, honest about it. There was a lot of, like, elephant in the room where I wish, you know, the way they did in Summer House, where, you know, they're like, well, this is a big problem. Carl addresses the cameras and addresses being on the show. Like, I think if any of them were kind of, like, honest with, like, Ariana's making more money than us, we're trying to capitalize, we're trying to do this, like, that would have been actually fun to see in it, and to be honest, like, sorry, I have to film with Scandoval, I have a daughter, or Sandoval, you know. It's nothing was really put out there in a way that I think would have been interesting.
Yeah, no, you're so right, because I feel like Ariana said, I don't mind you filming with him, I just don't want him having any kind of information about my life, which I wholeheartedly tend toes. I agree. I feel like I've been in situations where I've told friends, I'm like, hey, do me a favor. I don't want her knowing anything about my life.
Right. Yeah, I think that's fair. I think that's naive to think that that's going to happen, especially when you're on a reality show and you've been in this friend group for this many years. Right. I don't know. I can't imagine being in Ariana's position where it's like, you still have to be around this person all the time. And I think she did handle it well.
You know,
all things considered.
I always think back to, like, what if Randall was around? What if Michael Shea was
Lala
around?
Would have lost her goddamn mind.
Truly. Like,
like,
it could be a whole different page.
Yeah. Yeah. And I don't think that it's really funny when you look back at people who are, like, pushing forgiveness on Ariana or pushing, like, a reconciliation within the group. And they're filming this 2 months out of the scandal. What normal breakup would you even have that's not that big of a betrayal, where you'd be encouraging your friend to let their ex, who brutally cheated on them, back into the friend group? That would never happen under any circumstances. So I think including a little bit more inside baseball would have been fun for Europe. Instead, it's just totally disconnected and everyone's like, what the fuck?
Yeah, no, and this is all knock on wood, I would have lit that house on fire. Lisa Loeb style.
Yes. Yes. I would burn Villa Rosa to the ground.
Yes.
I would freak the fuck out. And then, like, you know, to be pushed into these kind of fake Schwartz and Katie storylines of them dating the same girl. Like, I don't know. I felt like all of that was a bit, like, insulting. I didn't buy any of it. I don't think that they have, like, a fun chemistry now that they're exes, even though they were trying. Like, I don't know. I mean, I did like the scene where it's like, this is cool. This outfit is cool. That was fun. That was fun. But I don't know. Better luck next year is what I say.
I know. I'm happy for the break because maybe this will internally help them get the cast back together and have some sort of, like, I was so in for, like, a Spice Girls moment, which we'll get into later in the episode, but I was literally going into this season thinking that the girls were going to ice out Tom and have just, like, a girl power season.
Yes, I'm confused why that wasn't I don't know, like, if I were in, and especially if there is, I think it is exactly like you said, the jealousy against Ariana. But who got you that Uber commercial? Who's the good as gold Uber commercial? Is that happening without Ariana's situation? You know what I mean? It's kind of like you're getting this heat because she got cheated on. Stand by your fucking friend. Unless producers were really pushing them to bring Sandoval back into the fold, I don't see the motivation for Sheena.
I don't want to spoil it because you haven't seen it yet, but there is a breaking of a fourth wall at the last scene of the episode where a producer kind of like, and it's like, oh, they were probably doing that
the whole time.
Yeah.
I don't doubt that. I don't doubt that. Because otherwise, why would it not be a girl's against Tom?
Yeah.
I don't understand it. So I guess maybe they thought that would be boring and it wouldn't lead anywhere and maybe it wouldn't have, but yeah, I don't
Who's
know.
On your worst week ever this week?
Who else?
Worst
I feel like I've already thrown
winner.
So many people under the bus. I guess Vanderpump Rules for sure. I think also something I'm scared about for next week, I guess more so, would be, you know, everyone has built up West Wilson on Summer House to be the cutie patootie, hottie, sweetie angel who has been, you know, patiently trying to fuck Sierra. And he's been so sweet. And I'm really nervous about what's going to come out for him. I think... No matter what he says, I think it seems like things are still going well for him and he is capitalizing. So I don't think that Sierra is going to like drag him to the point of whatever. And on Watch What Happens Live, you know, Andy said, like, are you surprised that everyone's so obsessed with Wes? And she's like, not at all. No, he's like, you know, that great. And we all, of course, know that she went to Montana or Missouri or whatever and met his parents. So it all turns out okay, but I'm worried that it's going to break the hearts of every Bravo girly in America. To find out that Wes is actually, you know, hooking up with other girls and texting other girls.
Yeah. I mean, I don't trust blonde men. And when he came into the scene, I was just like, I like him, but I'm waiting.
Oh, really?
Holding my
I was
tongue.
All in. I was like, I fucking love this guy. He's so funny. Yeah. He reminds me a bit of my boyfriend in the sense that, you know, you just can't be like that mad at him for too long because you're just like, oh, you're so frustrating, it's so cute, it's like annoying, you know,
and
he's very that, yeah, too funny. So I think that like he'll be fine, but I'm also like, la la la, don't tell me, you know, it's crazy. And I'm also wondering, like, is Sierra watching this? I guess we'll find out, you know, about their breakup, but like, is she watching this and feeling things all over again? I feel like you can't not watch him be this cute to you and not be like, unless he fucked up really bad. And that's what I'm worried about, is that, you know, maybe he fucked up to a point that is gonna,
I'm hoping
really
there's
ruin
like
him.
A door, like an open door for them still. Like, I know I'm not really knowing what's gonna happen next season and whatnot, but like the fact that he's self-aware, knowing that like I'm gonna have to see this woman for I don't know how many more seasons and years being in the show, I feel like I don't want to compare them to Lindsay and Craig, but like I would love to see some sort of like love story between them still growing, even though they probably had time apart, but having them back in the summer house, maybe that can rekindle, you know. There's a story there that's
You
still
think
gonna
Lindsay and
continue.
Carl could rekindle? Is that what you said?
Oh no, I'm talking about
Oh.
Sierra and Wes as a, not to
Oh,
give
okay.
them a comparison, but we did
Oh, okay.
see them hook together up.
Right. Oh, okay. I was
Maybe
like,
things
girl, Lindsay and Carl,
are
if they got back
done
together after this,
though.
that would be something that a psychology course, college level, should study if they got back together after this, which
Yeah.
honestly wouldn't even put it past. You know, I started Summer House from the top. And I am in season two, and I thought it was so unbelievable. Here's a worst week ever is Lindsay when Carl's mom says Lauren Wirkus thought that I would be a great mother-in-law and brings up some season one, season two ex-girlfriend drama to the forefront. Because you know there's a lot of people who don't know who Lauren Wirkus is, and that was a girl who Carl was hooking up with, treating terribly through season one and two. And she's, you know, a 6 foot tall blonde with amazing natural tits. And you never want to hear your future mother-in-law bringing up an ex-girlfriend ever, especially one who looks like that. So I
Yeah.
thought that was really brutal for Linz. And that's even before the breakup. Like, I thought it was really crazy to watch her go through this whole charade of a bridal shower and everything. Like, it's like, oh God, it's
I feel for
just.
Lindsay. I'm
And
still
who ever thought that we
supporting
would say,
her.
I feel for Lindsay? How
Yeah.
could we ever have predicted that?
Yeah.
It's so crazy. How do you feel? Are you blaming Carl or are you still
Well, I
Lindsay's
blame both
crazy?
of them for sure. I think Carl was just very vague and it drove Lindsay crazy to react the way
Yeah.
she it has reacted this season.
Yeah.
I don't think he was fully honest, and but who's to say that, you know, Lindsay made the situation like that, you know, like we don't really.
I mean, I don't see Lindsay as a chill girlfriend by
Yeah.
any means. However, I do think Carl, and this is kind of the detriment of having cast members for this long, is they start thinking that they can produce. And I think that Carl was really planning, maybe even from before the season started, that he was going to break up with Lindsay because we're kind of seeing these breadcrumbs and you can really see him trying to be the good guy. And there's all of this stuff that happens in cabs when there's no cameras on and whatever. And we don't get the ins and outs. When he went and talked to his mom and stepdad, I was like, okay, wow, this is a long and drawn out plan that he's been doing. And he wants to get his side on camera, not hers. And that is so fucked and sinister.
And
So,
calculating. I think
yeah,
he had
it's
this all
calculating.
planned in the back of his, like, for a while.
Totally.
Yeah.
And don't think that you can, like, pull one over on the Bravo community because we're watching you. We're watching you trying to, you know, have this rollout that you're not a fucking producer, dude.
Yeah,
That's how
no,
I
yeah,
feel.
that's a great worst week ever winner. We are now going to move on to our best week ever category. Best week ever honorable mention. I'll go first. I have to give it to Madonna making history in Rio. The fact that this
Yeah.
woman, who I'm a huge Madonna fan, and you saw her actually in New York, did you?
I
For
did
sure.
not. I really was
Oh.
counting on somebody giving me tickets or taking me, and it just didn't end up happening. So I'm sure that, and by the grace of God, I someday will. But no, I had a really busy travel summer, and I was living really out of my means financially, per
I
usual.
actually
Yeah.
regret. I was actually planning to go, and I regret it now just because of like Madonna's history in the past, how she's been
Wait,
performing.
you did go or you didn't go?
No, I didn't go. I wanted
Okay.
to, and I
Yeah,
was like,
of
oh, I'm not
course.
gonna, like, who's to say if she's actually going to fulfill this whole tour? Like, there were so many questions before she even started her tour of whether she was actually going to make it or not. And the fact that she celebrated wrapping up this concert tour in Rio. It was a free concert in Rio, and 1.6 million fans came to watch her at the Copacabana
Damn.
beach. And I love Madonna, and she's been killing it lately on tour, especially with bringing in her family into the whole set. I am cheering her on, and that's definitely a best week ever honorable mention for me.
Love that.
Who's
Yeah.
on your best week ever honorable mention?
I'm going to say my friend Mark Delicato, he is on Hacks, and he got to be on Watch What Happens Live with Dolores.
What?
So that was really, really big for him. And I was, you know, on the edge of my seat watching. It was a very, very fun episode. And he, you know, it's nice. You never know who's going to be the other guest. You never know who's going to be the bartender, whatever. When I guest bartended, it was Dorinda and John Oliver randomly, who's like, okay, fun, but whatever. But like, you never get to choose. And it's just really nice to see like the perfect pairing come together. And I think, you know, he was, you know, probably still gagging about it right now.
Oh yeah. I like Dolores is drop dead gorgeous in person, guys.
Oh my God. I can't even imagine.
She is stunned. Like the most can't stunningly beautifulest woman I've ever seen in my entire life.
And, you know, open about what she's done.
Yeah.
Ozempic wise and everything. It's like, yeah, fill us in. Nobody lie to us. It's nice. Yeah.
And it's nice I love the open and honesty and just being like, yeah, so what?
Like, yeah,
so Dolores
totally.
Of her.
Yes, so Dolores.
For best week ever runner up, I am going to give it to obviously the Met Gala. Fashion, the wins, like Cardi B. I actually really liked her dress. Apparently there was two choices. It was a blue one and a black one, and she went with the black. I have to ask you, which one? I think she picked wisely with the black, but a lot of people are in the middle.
I think so too. I like the black, and I think that like because it was garden themed, you know, that we obviously saw some black, but it was, you know, nice to go outside of what everyone was likely going to be wearing, which was a lot of beige, a lot of green, you know, whatever. Obviously, Ty Law, that was going to be my other best week ever.
I was
gag of the century. Yeah. Are you kidding?
I don't know, like, if you know this Disney movie. It's a short. It's called Destino. And it's actually really trippy. I highly recommend if you are on shrooms or acid to watch it, because it's really awesome to watch. But she reminded me of that Destino woman with the sand, you know, the time's hourglass. I was like, oh my God, that is like the Disney, like, beginning princess. I'll put it on the show notes, guys, the video. It's on YouTube. It's a Dolly and Disney collaborative that happened back in 1930s. So it's very, like, when you see it, it's very ahead of its time. But yeah, Tyla was, and I love her music. She is like my favorite new artist this year.
She's fantastic. It was just a really perfect example of what you should do for the Met Gala. The sands of time, like how perfect and perfectly executed. Body was giving, getting carried up the stairs. That was camp. And then the little bag being an hourglass. Like, what the fuck? It nailed it perfectly. And then her getting cut out of the dress. It's so fun. It's so fun.
Yeah.
I was really, you know, that should be studied.
Another dress that should be studied, which is kind of amazing because I didn't know who she was. She is a fashion entrepreneur who actually designs a lot for the celebrities that were coming on the red carpet. I'm dropping on her name. But she had like the butterflies on her sleeves that like moved and like it showed.
Oh yeah, I saw that too. That was really gorgeous.
Gorgeous. Yeah. Yeah. Obviously Zendaya killed it. She had two looks. I love that La Roche was like, yes, and we bought it. Because that's what we do, honey. We buy.
You know, I really liked that as well. Yes. And
yeah.
You know, it's a really good point because I'm friends with Yoni from Pachuga Vintage, and there's all of these amazing vintage collectors, and so much more work goes into that than anyone understands. He has tabs on where every Vivienne Westwood corset that still exists is, because that's his job. You know what I mean? They're historians. They're like museum curators almost, you know what I mean? It's history, it's everything, and they're taking care of these pieces. And you know, every time you rent something out, there's collateral damage, you know, and they're relying on these pieces as a huge part of their business. So to purchase instead of just, you know, rent and wear, like, is very cool. And it's kind of, you know, in the way that, you know, you'd buy a Birkin bag or whatever, like, you're buying a piece of art, you're buying a piece of history that, you know, will hopefully appreciate in value. So I think a lot of stylists should be purchasing as well as renting.
Oh, you know, we're going to see her probably wear that again 30 years from now. Like, that is...
Yes, you'll have to wait 30 years. And that's something that I always try to, like, you know, whatever, I'll wear something on the podcast. And obviously I won't wear it again on the podcast, but then I feel like I can't be, like, photographed in it later or something. And I'm kind of like, okay, why? Like, what am I just supposed to, like, absolutely kill it and then only do that one time? And it's kind of like, yes, is the worldwide consensus. But I don't know. I kind of feel like, you know, Patricia Field in the Sex and the City first movie and throughout the show as well, she would repeat some accessories, repeat some whatever. And I think that, like, everyone needs to be just a tiny bit less afraid of outfit repeating. That's one of my causes that I'm working for right now in philanthropy.
I like that, because one thing about outfits is that you can always mix and match. Like,
yes,
it's like a
staple. I mean, what you wore to the Met Gala, no. Or, but yeah. Maybe. And, like, in 20 years, we're like, I wore this Met Gala in 2024. Like, how fun. But also to have your ownership over that piece, because, like we saw with the Maryland situation, it will be important. Like, this was worn on this date. Like, I think that's going to be a new frontier of vintage, will be, like, what was worn at what exact moment. So,
yeah,
the Zendaya Met Gala 2024 dress could be purchased by whoever the new Tyla is 10 years from now, 20 years from now. And then, you know, it kind of appreciates in value in that way. And that's smart of Zendaya to own that financially.
Yeah. And also another, so the one with the butterflies, her name was Mona Patel. I wanted to
put
that out there. Another outfit that I absolutely was gagging over, and she was interviewing the celebrities last year, was Emma Chamberlain. I am really growing into this influencer.
Really surprised me as well. Really surprised me as well. Not that I don't think highly of her. She had that really fun interview moment with what's his name, the rapper. Yeah, that was something, really pulled one out. And I hadn't paid so much attention to her fashion, but I will be tuning in, because that was really impressive. Really just like the right amount of goth. It didn't look like girly dressing up in goth. It looked right on her. You know who else I loved was Amelia Gray, Lisa Rinna's daughter. I thought that look was amazing. Lana, are you kidding? Lana is a tree.
And out
tree
of the Kardashians, I really loved Kendall's look.
Yes, I did as well. There was some explanation video that I was going to watch and I didn't end up watching it. So I don't know the story behind it. To me, it kind of feels like the Kardashians are, like, hanging on by, like, the skin of their teeth to anything fashion related at this point. I think that, you know, they shot for the stars with Kanye and lived among them for a bit. And now we're kind of just back where I'm like, with Kim, like, do I like the sweater? Yes. But it's just like, she doesn't have the foresight to do anything but see how tiny she can make her waist.
Yeah.
Like, there's no, like, that's just always, that's her party trick. That's her one party trick for the Met Gala or whatever, is like, look how tiny I can be.
True.
And still have my ass big. And while that is deeply impressive, it's just not enough for me anymore. It's not fashion enough for me. I think that, like, I don't know, she's losing creativity, losing steam. I like, you know, who we saw on the show, that girl who kind of looks like Caroline Polachek, who's her stylist. I think she has really, really good ideas. And as we saw on the show, Kim runs the other direction, back to her classic comfort zone, which is, like, I think she likes to look at herself in pictures and think she, like, looks amazing versus going for what actually is cool.
Yeah.
And what is fashion forward. And that's her cross to bear. Because Kanye was doing the opposite. Oh my God, there's such a good video of, like, Kanye dressing Bianca, like a parody video. And it's so funny, like, walking by trash in Paris and, like, just putting out. Like, I get it that, like, Kanye, I'm sure that was a total fucking nightmare, but the creative direction you just could not beat for them.
Yeah, no, truly. The Met Gala was swimming with great looks, especially the men. I really did like Bad Bunny's look. I mean, maybe the shoes weren't that great, but. Also, back to Kim Kardashian, people were saying, like, oh, she can't breathe. It was because she was wearing heelless shoes. Did you see that?
No, I never even saw the shoes.
Well, yeah, the shoes are hidden, but they literally, she was on her tippy toes the whole entire time.
What do you
So,
mean heelless? Like there was not a little heel?
no, it was
Like it was just
literally a
like this?
platform. Yeah, she was just like that, like the
So
whole
it's just
entire
like a little slope that goes like this, and then there's nothing holding it.
Yeah.
Well, why are you wearing those and we can't see your feet?
Because she didn't want to have the shoes drag on the dress, and that's why she had to wear the heelless shoes.
Oh shit.
But it made
See,
sense
now you're an
why.
innovator, Kim.
Yeah.
Like, fill us in on this stuff. Like, why was she not lifting that up in the red carpet and show us the
Because
heels? Well, I
that,
guess, well.
when I saw that little surprise, I was like, now I know why you were struggling walking. We all thought it was that you couldn't breathe. It's because you were on your tippies.
Yeah, that's really interesting. I'm like, what it. I guess you can't help it. A heel is going to catch on there. So yeah, I love that. That's science. That's architecture in many ways. I think that's very cool. I just think like so many things like that where it's like, oh, the one cool thing you're actually doing, you're not talking about. You're just talking about how tiny your waist is or whatever.
Yeah, truly.
Interesting. Interesting.
Was that part of your best week ever runner up to the Met Gala looks for Fashion?
Yeah, I mean, I went to a couple after parties. I saw Sabrina Carpenter. She looked so happy. And I actually liked her after party dress a lot more than her red carpet. I thought that was, what theme are we doing here? We're still on Disney princesses. Like, you know, I'm such a fan of her music, 100%. But didn't she just do a Disney princess thing? She did a Cinderella thing or something, whatever. I was not impressed with that because it seemed like the same exact thing that she wore on the red carpet. After she had a really short, kind of almost tutu'd out, covered in flowers dress with a corset. It was really cute. Who else is it? Kylie looked great at the afters, which I almost thought is this the same outfit? Like I know Lana didn't change. I thought Kylie looked so great. I don't know. I think it was a fun year because nobody blew it that hard. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like camp was like so difficult to watch. I think it was fun because it was an accessible theme that was kind of hard to fuck up.
What did you think of Nicki Minaj's look? Because
You know, I liked it.
me too.
I'm one of my, let me look at the details. I remember being like this, I mean, it's a little obvious, obviously, just you know, the floral of it all. Let me look at it. But I liked it. I thought it was a great color for her because it was mostly gold, right?
Yeah, it was like
Yeah.
gold with all these beautiful flowers. She looked like she lived
Yeah,
in
I
the
think it was
garden for
great.
sure. I think
Yeah.
one that we forgot to
And I
mention.
liked the bangs and the chop. I liked her hair. I think it
Yeah,
was
the bob.
kind of ugly cute.
I love Nicki, even though she be
Yeah,
with
oh my
Mr.
God.
Petty. But
I know.
a look that we missed on for the worst week, Doja Cat wet t-shirt dress. What do you
I like what she does. I
think?
like what she does. I liked her coming out in the towel. I'm just like, I
I know
find her
they've
so
been
fun.
making these tank tops that look like they're wet, but they're not actually wet. I don't know if you've actually, because I was like, oh my God, I want that.
Yeah.
Just like a white rib tank and it looks wet. And I'm wondering if that's the material that they went with or if it's a
Maybe.
really wet t-shirt. I want to know the details
That's,
to that.
yeah. I would love to as well. It definitely looked like it stayed wet. So I'm assuming it's going to be that material. But I'm like, how does that work? And how does it cling like that? You know? I mean, I just
Right.
thought
I
it was
want to touch
brilliant with
it.
the mascara running down the face. Like, I thought it was so fun.
Well, she deserves best week because Doja's been killing it on her dates. I don't know if you saw her going to a jewelry store with just her bed duvet, like covered
No.
her. Oh,
Oh
you
my God,
gotta
that's
watch her
fabulous.
page. It's actually, I think it's really iconic, and people are just like, I can't believe she's showing her out. And I'm like, that's Doja.
Wait, what happened? She
She
wore a
was on a
duvet?
date and she wore like a bed sheet cover around her and just that. And she had a
I
thong.
love that.
And she was at, and it was, I liked, it was aesthetically pleasing for me to see
Yeah.
this amazing woman looking at diamonds, trying on rings with her date. And like
Hell yeah.
she accidentally like her the bed sheet slipped. So you see her ass cheek on her, like in her thong. And I was like, this is art.
Right. Well, that's like something, you know, obviously everyone loves to make fun of Bianca Censori's fashion, but it kind of, you know, it's interesting to see what do we consider clothing? You know, and it's very baseline. What can be clothes, and Doja wearing a bed sheet is clothing,
yeah,
is fashion, is fun, is intentional. Mm-hmm. And like, I think that's what makes getting dressed fun in the first place, is making choices like that. And you can tell that she is always having fun with her fashion.
Yeah, no, I love that. Best week ever winner. Who do you have for your best week winner ever? Best week ever winner.
I kind of think Tyla, because I didn't really know what that girl looked like. You know, we love the water song, but I was not like fully in it. And now I'm like, I will never forget you, no matter where you go and what you do. Like, I think that this was a perfect example of the way, like a classic event jumpstart type of thing. And it's kind of like what this has always been about, the Met Gala, where it's like the moment to become, not that she was a nobody by any means, she's in Balmain, so you know she's already there, but like to elevate someone based on a decision that was made and the way that she wore the clothes. And that's, to me, like, you can't not ask for more coming from your experience of the Met Gala.
I loved her the minute I saw how they carried her up the stairs.
Yeah, are you kidding?
I was just,
now you're getting memed. Now you're going to be in clips or whatever. Like, she capitalized on every area, even the cutting off the skirt so she could walk around the rest of the night.
Yeah, the cutting of the skirt was amazing that they actually did it. And he did it so perfectly. You know, he's a fashion designer. When he did one quick cut and it was straight.
I know.
No, like,
it was impressive, even though I did have one friend who posted, like, you can tell he's not sewing by the way he's holding those scissors. Which I thought was funny, but you know, I'm not fashion literate enough to know that. So, yeah, I thought that was really, really fun. And just the makeup, the sand on the shoulder, like every detail and choice was perfectly executed. And I think she can live on that hype for quite a bit.
I think her outfit was the most Googled, like,
I'm sure.
And
I mean, my jaw dropped. I was literally like, because like the body, like the butt imprint, like it was just amazing because she literally looked like if you rolled around in sand, like, and put it on like your tits,
like,
and like the best way it could possibly land and stay. It was just so, so amazing.
I love that. So for my best week ever winner, guys, I am giving it to this Alabama woman who was ducking just like Little Kim. I don't know if you heard about this woman who went viral, but she saved her life from a nearby shooting by just doing the Little Kim duck.
In a real shooting?
Yeah, there was a real shooting. I'll put the link up. But yeah, this woman, there was a shooting at Alabama in the Westgate Village Apartments where she lives. She heard gunshots. She was holding her baby, and that's when she started ducking, Little Kim style. She was talking to the reporter, and this is exactly what she said. She said,
"We already heard a few gunshot rounds, but I ain't think nothing of it. Nobody didn't hear no screaming. So I'm getting to the car. I hear fire, 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 fire. At least by 7 rounds. So I'm ducking, I'm dodging, I'm ducking, I'm dodging, I'm ducking. Doing Little Kim. Trying to get my baby in the car, and I throw my baby in the back seat, and we just sped off."
And it just reminded me of, like, oh, hide your kids, hide your wives.
Mm. Like, okay, so it was a news viral moment. Got it.
Oh yeah, and oh, the fact that I hope Little Kim reaches this girl.
Yeah,
like the fact that when she said I had to do a Little Kim dance, I was like, I know exactly what you're talking about. As a Little Kim fan, I'm like, I do that dance sometimes when I'm like looking for my shoes or whatever. Mm-hmm. So I have to give her a best week ever winner for being viral, and just shout out to Little Kim. I'm hoping I see these two somehow get together and do the dance.
Yes, love that.
We are now at the end of the show where I ask my guests what their favorite song is from the early 2000s and 2010. You came up with the song Spice Girls, Love, Say You'll Be There, one of my favorite music videos of the Spice Girls. Please tell me, where were you when you first heard this song, and what makes it your favorite to this day?
Oh my God, well, I was in the womb because I'm so young. I don't know, but I was quite young. I don't know that I just remember, like, being so inspired by like Jerry Halliwell's like tit situation in the video. Like all of the outfits are incredible, but she has this total like push-up bra, like sleeveless vest, like low cut thing. Her hair looks amazing. I think shorts. I think the fashion in that and the concept of the video is so fun. The song is a hit. It's actually a great karaoke song because it's not hard and everyone gets excited about it. I think it's just classic, quintessential, you know, early 2000s easy pop. You know, it's like when a song is so well made that it sounds like the easiest thing in the world, like it is a perfect song. There's, you know, lyrically, it's fun to dance to. It's just a great song.
It's a great karaoke song, and I love the music video because it's super futuristic. Like, I feel like anyone can wear that outfit today and be like, yeah, Spice Girls, very Mad Max. But yeah, I was a Jerry girl for sure, and I remember wanting to dye my hair that color red in fifth grade. I'm like, I want my hair
It's
like
really
cherry
good.
red.
It's really good. I came, you know, it's hard now because it's like very obvious if you do the blonde right in front what you're going for. And that's really the mark of a true, like, next level superstar. Like, it does upset me that she is married to this, you know, posh man
That cheat
who
on her.
had, yeah, exactly. And, you know, she only wears beige and white and whatever. And, you know, she still had that hair. I think it would be so fun and so cool. I'm like, I want to see her single so bad. I'm like, take half, get out of there, take half of his money and leave. But
Yeah.
whatever, she seems to really love him, so I'm happy for her about that. But he seems like an absolute.
I'm there with you. I don't like him at all for her. It's like he's very like Aiden and Carrie. He's trying to make her into something she's not. And it's
It's
like
very that. But
Jerry's
she's
in there.
also like, she's always been playing a character with her fashion, you know what I mean? And she's just playing like wealthy country woman,
Yeah.
and which, you know, works for her as well. I just hope she's getting enough out of it, out of the full-time character. I don't know. I mean, when they reunited, obviously at Victoria Beckham's 50th birthday party recently,
She went alone.
I saw that. I saw that. Don't think I didn't see that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was cool. And there was definitely a light behind her eyes in those photos and that video that stupid David Beckham's head wouldn't get out of. I'm like, how are you filming like this with you in it? This is not your birthday. I hate you. Like, somebody get a full video of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I think that, you know, they keep teasing a tour, they keep teasing whatever. I think the timing could not be better for her if that's what she wants. And, you know, I will start a whole coalition to, you know, give her whatever she needs, support wise, in any way. You want to go out, we'll go out. You want to, you know, whatever. You want me to find you a new boyfriend, I'll find you a new boyfriend. But I don't know, she might stay with him.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. I'll
I
be
see a
right
late in life
behind you.
lesbian phase. I think that would be really fun for her.
I would
There's
love a
just
rekindle with her in Scary Spice, you know?
I think that would be great, but I think she's far. I think she's also engaged,
Yeah.
but you know, with anyone, yeah, we'll see. And this is not, you know, just to be clear, this is not me disapproving or talking shit on Jerry. As for everything she does, just, you know, want her at her absolute peak fashion and everything. And if she's happy, I'm also supportive of her as well.
Same.
But did you read her weird
Oh, girl,
little
I have.
book? Yeah.
Oh, no, not the series, but I do have her memoir. If, and I bought
Oh, yeah.
in like seventh grade. It
Yeah.
was like my favorite memoir in middle
Yeah, I
school.
need to reread that as well. I'm rereading Victoria's right now, and you know, it stops right before the cheating scandal, I think, based on
Oh,
when it was
wow.
published, which is kind of annoying and has made me really, you know, take my time with it
Yeah.
because I know we're not getting anything that juicy. So,
Well,
but
thank
yeah, they're my
you,
fucking
Melissa.
girls. I love them. Thank you so much. This was such a
Yeah,
blast.
I'm so glad that you got to hop on again. I can't wait to have you on again in the future. And also, can you let my listeners know where to find you or if you have anything to plug in?
Of course. Yeah, I'm on Instagram. If you just type in Melissa Rich, RICH, it should come up. I think it's like at rich underscore Melissa is my handle. My podcast was called Hoes with Feelings. It's a weekly podcast, kind of exactly what it sounds like. We're talking about our feelings, we're having fun, you know, we get into fashion, we get into everything, but it's, you know, a lot of unpacking with my co-host Carolina Teresa. So that's at Hoes with Feelings on Instagram. And then we have a live show called Cheap Therapy, which is really fun. It's very audience interaction. We take questions from the audience. We have comedians and we talk to them after their sets. We give them a little therapy session. It's really fun. So we do that like pretty much every other Friday at the Arlo Hotel in Soho in New York.
Nice, fun. Please, guys, try and get out there. And I also, if you haven't listened to the podcast, check it out on Spotify. You can actually see the video of them talking, which I
Yeah.
love because I'm always wanting to have whatever you guys are drinking in your cups.
You know what it is? It's Prosecco with ice.
That's
It's
it.
usually Prosecco with
All
ice. Yeah.
right, now I know. So the next
Usually.
time I hop on
You
Alyssa,
can have a
I'll
Prosecco with
yeah,
ice. Yes.
exactly. Thank you,
Perfect.
Melissa.
Thank you, Vanessa.
All that I want.